This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:49, Wednesday, the 18th of January, and you're listening to The Morning Run. In about 15 minutes, we've got the opening of Bursa Malaysia, as well as international markets with Carlos Casanova, senior economist at UBP. But in the meantime, let's have a preview of Bank Negara's MPC meeting that's happening later today. So, and it will also continue tomorrow because most economists are actually expecting a 25 basis point increase this round, bringing the overnight policy rate to 3%.
Another key event to watch is the tabling of a revised budget on February 24th. Prime Minister Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim's recent statement that the national debt, including liabilities, has reached 1.5 trillion ringgit may provide some clues on the direction of the budget. This is more than 80% of the country's GDP.
Economists will also be watching for policies to address our growing subsidy bill and also potential taxes to broaden Malaysia's revenue base. So how will this impact Bank Negara's monetary policy direction? And will the upcoming MPC meeting provide any clues?
For insights, we have on the line with us Abdul Muiz Mohalim. He's economist at MIDF Research. Good morning, Muiz. Now, Bank Negara's MPC meeting starts today, continues tomorrow, and the consensus is for a 25 basis point increase. Is this your house view as well?
Yes. When we look at the monetary policy decision, clearly looking at this year, MIDF Research, we also anticipate that there will be another 25 basis point hike, which basically will push OPR to 3%, same level where it was pre-pandemic. And because we look at in terms of the sustained growth in the economy, it basically allows Bank Negara to recalibrate monetary policy setting while ensuring policy monetary policy remains accommodative to Malaysia's economic growth. At the same time, when we also noticed that there's evidence that recent inflationary pressures also comes from demand pressure. So we believe Bank Negara will act collectively to keep inflation in check and under control.
Most economists also expect another 25 basis points in March, bringing the OPR to 3.25% in the first quarter, and thereafter staying unchanged at this level for the rest of the year. Is this already cast in stone?
I believe this is what being priced in by market, because we look at in terms of the strength of the economy and also in terms of, as I mentioned, in terms of the pressure on prices. It's also coming from demand, growing demand. So I think we still have to look at in terms of whether or not this strength will continue, particularly looking at GDP and also in terms of the consumer spending. Because back in November, we still see that retail spending or retail sales continue to grow nearly 23%, which means there's still the double-digit growth in consumer spending despite complaints about rising prices. And with inflation, particularly when we look at in terms of core inflation, it has been increasing to 4.2%, which is actually highest on record. So I think this basically indicates that more and more price pressure is coming from stronger demand. So I think if this continues, so it warrants for more rate hike by Bank Negara.
Now, Malaysia's inflation in November 2022 increased by 4% year-on-year, with food inflation continuing to be the main driver. Is inflation nearing its peak to justify a pause in rates?
Looking at the recent data with inflation remaining at 4% back in November, I think we can expect to see there be easing pressure, because we look at in terms of pressure from the supply side. We have seen an indication of reduced cost inflation, particularly looking at PPI inflation, finally falling below CPI inflation at 3.2% in November compared to 4% CPI inflation, which is actually the first time PPI inflation falls below CPI inflation since early 2021. So I think this basically reduces the need for producers or local businesses to pass on price increases to end consumers. And also, we expect to see the correction in commodity prices and also the recent strength in ringgit will translate into even less pressure on the demand side. It's just that I think my worry would be on the demand side, because although we expect improvement on the supply side would probably translate to lower inflation for food prices, for energy prices. I think if inflation remain high, particularly looking at the core inflation, this perhaps indicates that the strong demand will probably keep inflation elevated for this year.
Further inflationary pressures will likely be compounded by the eventual unwinding of 80 billion worth of subsidies. How do you think Bank Negara will have to adjust its monetary policy for this?
I think if we look at this type of adjustment, which is mainly looking at reduction of subsidy, the type of adjustment on the supply side, I don't think we're going to expect to see any change in OPR from Bank Negara, because if you were to recall Malaysia's experience back in 2008 when crude oil prices basically increased to $147 per barrel, I think Bank Negara did the right thing not to increase OPR despite some calls for OPR to be tight to control inflation, because back then the government was basically forced to increase the domestic petrol price from RM1.92 per liter to RM2.70 per liter, which basically pushed inflation to more than 8%, remember correctly, between June to August 2008. But if Bank Negara were to do that, that would basically give a double whammy on the consumers, because while they are being hit by higher cost of transportation and also higher inflation, they will probably be hit by another pressure from higher borrowing costs. So I think knowing that this type of inflation pressure coming from supply, I don't think Bank Negara will react. I'm not going to expect any upward move in terms of OPR.
Now, recently, the World Bank is expecting Malaysia's GDP growth at 4%. Which is actually lower than other ASEAN countries like Philippines, Vietnam and Indonesia. Do you agree with this forecast?
Well, looking at Malaysia being an open economy, I think the risk to external uncertainties will be higher. I think that perhaps explains why there is expectation that the growth for Malaysia could be weaker than other regional peers, because all these other ASEAN countries perhaps can actually rely more on their domestic demand. But at least I think we can also see there is also some improvement in terms of contribution from domestic demand for Malaysia, because in fact, for Malaysia, our private consumption is also now covers more than half of our Malaysia's GDP. So this is also the reason why we believe that the continued expansion in domestic spending will be the key reason that will keep Malaysia's growth to be positive, despite concerns over possible adverse impact coming from the external slowdown.
The retabling of Budget 2023 is just over a month away. How different do you expect this compared with the October one?
I think based on the mini-budget that was approved back in December, I think generally we don't expect any big change from what have been tabled back in October. In a way, I think generally what was the proposed initiatives and programs that was included in the budget document back in October will be largely approved. Because I think in terms of the timing, we're not going to see any big fiscal reforms. Hence, whatever spending and, in fact, the fiscal deficit will continue to be financed by increased borrowings by the government. But I think one thing to also highlight is that reading from recent messages and aspirations shared by Prime Minister, I sense that this budget 2023 will focus more on people-centric measures. Such as, I think the government will continue to prioritize providing support or subsidies for the rakyat, and also perhaps there'll be more focus on improvement in food security in order to basically limit further rise in food prices and cost of living in general. And with less stress or push for mega projects, I think we can expect there'll be more focus on supporting SMEs, perhaps. The stress will be more on providing better facilities and also premises for small businesses, And there will be also push for adoption of technology and digital, as well as promotion of green tech and green development. And I think hence we don't expect there to be any big change from what have been tabled. In fact, talking about subsidy, that continued subsidy will also be one of the reasons why we believe that inflation will be eased to 2.3% this year compared to more than 3% last year.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Abdul Muiz Mohalim. He's the economist at MIDF Research, giving us his house view in terms of where they think the overnight policy rate will be after this MPC meeting, which concludes yesterday. I think consensus among all economists surveyed on Bloomberg, most of them expect a 25 basis points hike to 3%.
It's the fiscal position that will also affect the monetary position, right? Which is, I think, the whole conversation about budget. And if they get the subsidies right, we might be able to see inflation go back to where it was pre-pandemic levels, which will then put less pressure on monetary policy.
Yeah, I think in terms of the budget, our Prime Minister has already been giving clues in terms of what kind of budget is it. I mean, it's highlighted our debt levels are at 80% of GDP, 1.5 trillion.
So basically, whatever revenue we're making, we're just basically paying interest, isn't it?
15% apparently of our revenue base is for debt payments.
Leaving very little money for development expenditure, which is key, right, in terms of growing our GDP.
Yeah, I think Muiz did say that actually there will be less push for mega projects, more supports for SMEs and to promote technology and more research. So I think it will be quite a subdued budget in that sense.
Enjoy the skyline, it's unlikely to change.
Okay, he already said no more big buildings, right, under his tenure, isn't it? That's what our 10th Prime Minister has said. And it's true, I think we have enough buildings. What we need is more open spaces, parks, and good public transport. At least that's my wish list. Up next, the KLCI opening as well as international markets with Carlos Casanova, senior economist at UBP. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.